Who let these rats up in this coffee house? Shit. It's January 74th, 2020 on Coffee House.
Yeah, man.
For Culture Radio. I'm the artist D. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hey, D.
How are you?
I'm okay. January is the longest friggin' month ever.
This year, for sure.
So, yeah, 74th is appropriate.
It's actually January 26th, but the consensus is that it feels like...
Same thing.
The 74th.
Same thing.
Same thing. I can't wait until next...
I must say, it's daylight, D.
It is daylight.
It should not be daylight now.
Because it's a little, we're at the coffee house a little later in the day.
A little later in the day today. It's almost 5 p.m. and it is not pitch black outside my window.
That's an increased fabulousness.
So we are, something's happening here.
It's happening. Yes. Spring is coming. And then next month is the leap year. So it's longer. February is longer next month.
At least 6 longer. That's what it's going to feel like.
Exactly.
Next month we get all our snow. I'm convinced.
Oh my God. I thought we were done. Can't we be done?
I didn't really get anything major over here. No, see, I'm a firm believer. I need my solid winter to have my solid spring and my solid summer.
So you feel like you
otherwise we get all messed up.
So you haven't had a solid winter.
We haven't had a real winter.
Hmm.
No.
I didn't know that because I know you got snow.
Not a lot. A lot. 3 inches, big deal. I want 6 feet. I have to run to the supermarket for my eggs and my milk and my bread. So that helps you in a snowstorm, apparently.
Yes, I
you know, I want all that. I want the drama.
You haven't had the experience yet. The annual
Snowmageddon for this year.
No Snowmageddon. Okay. Well, it could still happen. I am, on the other hand, quite done with the cold. I mean, we haven't had any snow. And actually, there wasn't even a chance of snow this year. So very similar here. But it was, it's been cold. And I don't know if I'm just getting... old or what, but it's been cold. It's cold.
You shake your cane at the moon. Damn you! For the seasonal things that happen here.
Yes. Of course. I don't know. It's just ongoing. Humanity is getting just tired. That's why they feel like every month is longer and longer. Every year is worse and worse.
I know.
It's just, I think that, you know, something broke in 2009, and we haven't
2009.
Yeah, seriously. Some of us say that's when the timeline shifted. We went into the alternate reality.
All right.
And I think people have been waiting since 2009 for it to go back to normal. But the joke is, it's not going to happen.
You got to turn it on and off. And we didn't do that yet. We're afraid.
No. Well,
you know, off, count to 10, you know, turn it back on.
Take a deep breath. Yes. Restart. We need to reboot.
Reboot. Absolutely.
Well, as who was it? Jeffrey Rush in the remake of House on Haunted Hill, as he says, from here on out, it gets real scary.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm ready.
Shit keeps
happening.
It gives
us show topics. I'm really okay with it.
It does. We've had a plethora of fabulous topics this time around.
Whoop.
And people should be aware that, you know, we've been doing this a long time, not just Coffee House, but we've been broadcasting for ages together.
We kind of have.
We'll have to do a count on one of our shows. When we get to 20, we should tell them how long. I'll have to count back and see how many shows we've done in other shows.
Oh, wow.
Because this is new, but we've been up all night. We've been all over.
How old is Coffee House?
Coffee House is actually...
I don't even know.
It's really like almost a year or two old, but we didn't broadcast for a year. We started and then we just stopped.
I don't remember.
Yes, because people will notice, like, show number one was, like, 2 years ago, and then suddenly we started. Because it
we
took
got
us.
Busy.
We got busy for a year, and then we came back. It was 1 year ago that we did it for the first time. It was
wow.
November 2018.
Wow. And then we had our pregnancy wait, right? Yes. The 9-month wait.
Yep. And then we were came back. And we came back 5 months ago, and we've been doing it ever since.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
And people listen to us. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody listening. We love you.
You crazy bastards.
Crazy bastards. World's going crazy. Kobe Bryant just died.
Yeah, that's the breaking news.
A helicopter crash. And with his 13-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Very sad.
It's shocking because he's like our age. He's
41.
Somebody we were watching on TV. It's crazy. It's weird.
That's how this life stuff kind of tends to suss out. Unfairly and randomly.
Yes, that's kind of what happens. My God. We'll find out more. Yeah, it was, I'm reading here, it's his daughter, his daughter's friend, a parent, and the pilot. They're all not here with us anymore.
Ridiculous.
So there you go.
One more reason not to take a helicopter.
On their way to a basketball game. Mm.
Although helicopters, you know, they've always been like the least stable flying human
they
creature.
They freak me out.
Yeah. I really want to go, but I don't want to fall out or crash.
I wouldn't want that. Or actually, in an episode of the show ER from like 20, 30 years ago, one of the surgeons lost their arm when the helicopter just kind of like crashed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then his whole career was changed. It freaked me out as a child watching this show, and it freaked me out since. I can't.
See? It's ingrained.
That body part sliced off by blades. Not cool.
Oh, yeah. That's even...
That's what happened to this poor doctor on TV. Left an impression on me.
I was gonna say that's worse, but that's really not worse than, you know, blowing up. So.
True. It's shitty.
But that's like one of those things. That a bird could hit those propellers.
Yeah.
There's not much holding you up in a helicopter.
Well, I mean, you're in a plane. A bird can go right in there as well. And it's like, oh! Isn't it amazing? And we get on these things.
No problem. All the time. But we should say, he's been riding, apparently, I was reading an article, he does the helicopter thing like his entire career. So 10, 20 years in a helicopter, this is just normal stuff.
Yeah.
So you do it enough, it's very likely something's going to happen.
To peasants like us who can't take helicopter rides very often.
Right.
It's like that unknown.
We just hope it's not that one time.
Right.
I'd rather not. There's just too many ways. There really is too many ways to die. I've noticed
when
this
it's your time. It doesn't matter what it is. Let's face it. I mean,
you're going to go.
The universe has plans.
It does have plans, and it's all about avoiding all of those plans.
You got to just get creative with your excuses. I can't make it.
I think about it all the time because I was and am always the paranoid one thinking. So every time someone's driving, you know, I like it when it's my thing. Like, that's why I want to drive everywhere, because then it's my fault. If I screw up, then okay.
Well, it tends to be in your control too. Right.
And
usually
somebody else, when they're flying the plane, when they're flying the helicopter, not that I would do either. But when somebody else is driving a car that I could be driving, I get a little nervous.
Do you hit the invisible brake?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And hold the oh shit handle?
Yes.
Oh shit handle's right there. Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry to say, I'm a bit of a backseat driver. Just calling out things like, you know, red.
Yeah.
Or I'm watching the GPS for them. I'm like, you know, it's a left, right? It's a left.
Oh, right?
It's coming up. No. I do much of the invisible braking. And then, of course, I think I'm fabulous driving. And other people with me say that I'm a little heavy on the on both, I guess, the gas and the brake.
Are you a Bronx driver?
I think I am. I think I am.
Proud of you.
I'm happy to be acknowledged by someone who understands.
Slightly aggressive.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and you know, I'm not aggressive anymore. Like, I used to be, well, I mean, we were always angry. We've been angry. We were born angry. And that's like part of the trait of young driving is you're angry and you're in a hurry. And are you in a hurry anymore? I'm not in a hurry anymore.
I guess it depends on how good my car is. I also like, I could fly. So damn it, I'm going to fly.
My one most flying driving memory, flying while driving, was in New York on, I don't know where, but it was somewhere between New York City and maybe Albany. I think Albany, but it was on some freeway between there, and maybe it was entering into Albany or near somewhere, but everyone was going really fast. Like, yeah. I had never in my life, driving all over the country, had experienced the fastness that people were going. And it was the only time that I really
felt racetrack.
Pressured to do that. Like 90 miles an hour was what I was pressured to do, but they were still flying around me. And it
I
was
mean, you'll get killed
crazy.
If you don't keep up with them.
Yes. Yeah. I really felt like it would be a detriment if I stayed especially at the speed limit, but even anywhere near it, it was dangerous. So I don't do that anymore. And I'm not in a hurry. And in fact, I just got flipped off yesterday.
Hey.
I'm sure that happens a lot, though, in New York.
I get told to F myself, F you.
And you see, but that's whatever. Good. It's good to raise a child in that, because then they're not going to be offended later. Because they'll just respond with the same. Well, fuck
well,
you,
too. Well, he yells with me. He's exactly. In the front seat now. What the fuck?
That's amazing.
This is our reality now. It's terrible.
I love picturing both of you in the front
seats. Yeah, the guy
cuts
you off.
You're like, what the fuck?
Cuts me off, gives me the bird, because apparently I wouldn't let him in. You know, get the hell out of here.
It was in a parking lot, because I was just, I pulled out in front of someone, but they were like far enough away. But in fact, they were flying. So he then flipped me off. Because
you
he was,
made me hit
because,
my brakes.
Yeah, he was going too fast in the parking lot. So I was the one. Who was the problem?
I don't give the bird. I tend to do the jerk off hand wrist thing.
That's awesome.
That's my thing. I'm not sure if it translates very, very well from car to car, but
it might be the safest because, you know, the finger is the finger. But if you're, you know, you can't really totally be sure. Are they doing the jerk off?
Oh, they're doing. Come on. It's a very pronounced motion. The arm is rigid.
You need to do an Instagram story so I could see the illustration of this.
The finger is upright, you know, it's held and it's shaking and you're gritting your teeth like, oh, take this. Yeah.
Although I still get very angry while driving, especially in cities, but I don't, like, take it out on others anymore. It's nice. It's nice to be calm.
Everybody sucks.
Everyone does suck. And we're all going to die of the coronavirus.
Apparently, yes.
Really? It's coming. It's in the U.S. Apparently, just before we got on, I heard the fourth case.
Oh, fantastic.
Has been discovered in L.A. Okay. But I guess it's like in spots. There's one in Texas. There's one over near you. And it's the zombie apocalypse, apparently.
Oh, no. Can we still eat Chinese food? That's really all that matters.
Those are the first questions that come to our minds on this show. Well, I see all these things over there, all the pictures of them with their masks on and being scanned in China.
Incredibly ignorant. I mean, that's not making the assumption that our Chinese food is even authentic. It's
yes,
not, so
exactly.
We are safe.
That would be the first Twitter response is, you know, it's not the same. And that's cultural appropriation, guys.
Yeah, whatever. It or probably something. Is.
It probably is, yes.
Leave me alone.
We'll give you the New York finger to all of our audience.
The aggressive arm extended gritting finger.
I have to wonder, though, if, like, comparing the countries, and I should say, after that previous statement, I know nothing about China life in China at all. So
I don't know much. I had friends who went to teach there for 6 months, and it was a fantastic experience for them, and I know the little bits and little details, but I'd love to go. I want to go. I want to see what's what.
So would I. And I don't know if they're as stupid as we are. Like, if we got this thing where we had to, like, all wear masks and get scanned, and, you know, it was a real outbreak situation, like, nationwide, I don't think we could handle that. We're not that smart. We'd be walking around, because these people, you know, they go to work and they're like, don't worry, it's just the flu. I'm not contagious. It's just a little something.
Yeah, we have folks who don't even get the flu shot. So I'm going to take my chance. It's like, all right, you know.
Yes, I'm just taking my chance with that. And and don't worry, guys. I've had this for weeks. It's not contagious anymore. Smart. Yeah. We'd be taking off the masks and being like, it's nothing. Don't worry. And everyone would die. This is where the outbreak happens. It's this country. Because we're stupid. I just don't think we're responsible enough to wear masks. I don't know.
We're a little bit defiant. You got a population who's like, I'm not going to do what you say. And there's some that are just really genuinely ignorant about everything. Yeah. It's a spectrum.
It is.
And that's America.
America is a spectrum.
So do the visual with the eagle, with the flowing flag behind it.
Yes. America. The stupid spectrum. The zombie apocalypse creators. But they are.
Yeah, we're going to spread this shit. Absolutely.
They're working on a whatever they call that, an antidote.
The vaccine.
Vaccine, yeah, okay. Yes, that's it. Yes.
Yeah, but then we're not going to take it because you can't tell me what to take.
Of course not. Exactly.
It goes on and on and on.
I don't get sick and you can't have my guns. So fuck off.
I'm going to extend my finger and shake it at you.
With gritted teeth.
See, that's the theme.
That's our theme. But hey, it's the Chinese New Year.
It is. I'm kind of psyched about it. I love Chinese astrology.
I love Chinese food.
Now I want Chinese food.
I really want Chinese food. Can we go after the show? Get some Chinese food.
I would love that.
What is your favorite? I don't think we've discussed this. What is your favorite Chinese food?
That's a great question. I have to admit, the few times I've gotten, we have Asian fusion around here. So it's Chinese, Japanese, Thai. I tend to go for the Thai stuff.
Oh.
You're
spicy.
But but anything spicy, like a good basic shrimp scallops and a Hunan spicy sauce, that's me. I want fire. Like, they have to verify, you know, spicy, it's spicy. I'm like, yes, bring it. Do not edit this meal for me. Thank you so much.
Do not edit this meal. That is really That's like one of the facts that the surprising facts that I'm still surprised about you, because there isn't much that I'm surprised by, but I really didn't know you were a spicy person until really recently.
I just want, you know, I want to have that chance to try an authentic meal. Don't edit it for me. Like I told you about my Jamaican press guys who just totally took their spice out of their jerk chicken because they thought we couldn't handle it. I'm like, no, how dare you?
Don't edit my meal.
No, man, give it to me. And then if I have to, if I'm dying, I'll have a lot more rice and it will kill my pain. It's okay.
I'm a General Tso's addict.
That's good stuff, too.
Because I search for the perfect General Tso's across this flippin' country.
And that was created here, I think. There was a whole story about that. Yeah. Of course, I forgot the story, so why talk about it? But still, it was created here.
It's true. I remember the story, too. I mean, I don't remember it, but I remember, yes, that it was created here.
Some guy made it up, and it was an impressive endeavor.
It was, but only certain places. I think I've talked about this before, because everyone's heard about me in general, so everybody.
Yes.
But I just travel the country looking for the perfect, and I've never found Ohio. Bumfuck Ohio and Lincoln, Nebraska are the only places I've had perfect General Tso's chicken.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
They come close around here. And
what makes it perfect?
It's that perfect balance, and you'd appreciate it. It's the sweet and hot. It's got to be hot enough just to kind of make you uncomfortable, like spicy hot. But then sweet, too. And either it's usually way too sweet, and they still don't make it hot enough, or it's not sweet enough, and it's just, like, god-awful spicy.
Gotta have the right texture too.
Yeah, there's a balance. Yeah, that's the also the other thing. Although texture usually they get, but some of these that they just kind of like schnibble up the chicken, or it's really really
schnibble.
Word of the day: schnibble. Or it's really greasy, or it's not. The breading is off, but it's usually all about the sauce, and they usually just it's too sweet, not enough spice.
Okay. Yep. We need to explore this. Come on over. Let's check out some restaurants.
And it has to be of great quantity. That's the other problem. Is these those other two places I mentioned, it was like you could gorge yourself. It was wonderful. It was enough. Other places, they're like, here's 12 pieces of little chicken. And
12.
Yeah. And 16 pineapple chunks. Yeah.
We don't get pineapple here. They just do a lot of broccoli.
Yes.
And it's like, what's that about?
Yeah.
And they give you the big peppers that you can't really eat. They just kind of take up space. They look pretty. And that's pretty much it.
It's hard. It's tough, the things we have to go through.
Listen, man, life's pleasures. You know, you got to value these things. And as pigs...
Yes.
We value life's pleasures, you see.
Yes, indeed.
We are pigs.
We are pigs. Our crack team of researchers has discovered that, shockingly so, Anne-Marie and I are pigs of the Chinese New Year.
Surprise!
Surprise! Because it is the year of the rat. And I have just learned, because I was doing my research today, you did yours days ago, the rat is the first sign of their zodiac. He comes first.
Who knew?
I did not know. And apparently the myth is that the Jade Emperor said that the order would be decided by the order in which they arrived to his party. So I guess he had a bit of an animal farm going on. He invited all these animals to his party. It was a real animal house.
Or was that the order in which they were eaten? Who knows?
Ooh, yes. There we go. So you the story know. Was that the rat tricked the ox into giving him a ride. And then as they arrived, just as they arrived at the finish line, the rat jumped down, landed ahead of the ox, and he became first.
Wow.
That is the year of the rat.
I think we just completed the year of the pig. Is that correct? It was our year, which apparently we don't do well in our own year.
Oh, well, that explains a lot.
I don't know why. It's just how the universe works.
You're right. Yes, last year was the year of the pig.
And you just kind of, everything's kind of even. You, nothing major happens to you, but nothing amazing happens either. Like, it's just, come on, guys. It's my year. Don't matter. I don't know why that is. It's weird.
Pigs have a beautiful personality.
They're, damn straight we do.
That's right. Blessed with good fortune in life.
Yeah, whatever. But how good fortune are we talking
well,
about here?
After living through 2019, we have to recover first.
If it's a plethora of general sows, well, that's good.
Yes.
That's good.
Pigs might not stand out in a crowd. I beg to differ. But they are very realistic. Others may be all talk and no action, but pigs are the opposite.
Yeah.
We are not wasteful spenders.
Mm-hmm. Bullshit. Okay.
They will let themselves enjoy life. They love entertainment and will occasionally treat themselves. They are a bit materialistic, but this is motivation for them to work hard. Being able to hold solid objects in their hands give them security. Yes.
As I clutch my iPhone 11. Thank you.
They are energetic, Always enthusiastic, even for boring jobs. Well.
Whatever. All right.
If given the chance, they will take positions of power and status. Yes. They believe that only those people have the right to speak, and that's what they want.
This is legit shit, man. This is it.
It is. But what you found was even better and closer, because you found there are elements.
There's elements, yes.
There are elements to the Chinese zodiac. There's metal, water, wood, fire, earth. And we fall into, you are, what are you? What kind of pig are you?
I'm a metal pig. Rock on, sisters.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Why is that funny? I don't know. It's great.
These pigs mind their own business.
That tends to be true. I'm just like, I can't be, they're not bothering me. I don't really give a shit. That's so great.
They're a bit lazy and unmotivated, but focus on their work.
That's true.
You do focus on your work. Yes. They'll definitely succeed if they place more emphasis on it. However, they must learn how to budget and save.
It's true.
Otherwise, their financial luck will be gone.
Yeah. This is me.
That's Anne Marie. Right there. A metal pig.
A metal friggin' pig. Oh, God.
This is interesting, though. There's only 2 years per element. And at least on this chart. And the next year is 2031. So you metal pigs. Far and few.
Yeah, look, we are a special bunch.
We are. I am a water pig. These pigs are responsible and serious.
Yeah, for sure.
They are full of ideas, but are easily influenced by others.
In relationships. So whoever you're banging, they have control of your life. Get it together, D.
Yes. In relationships, this is a good thing, it says.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. Don't get it together. Just go with the flow.
They listen and communicate well with their friends and family. Well, I am a listener, and obviously I am a communicator. They have good fortune and will retire with ample savings. Yeah, retire. Yeah, so exactly.
Ample savings? I'm going to come over and live with you. Yes. Apparently I can't get it together.
Well, when I'm retired, I'm sure. But until then.
I'm a disaster.
You're pulling your metal pig self together. It's okay.
I was having lunch with my friend Carmen yesterday, and she's a tiger.
Oh.
And we were just reading through, and I'm like, this is you. This is you. This is you. This is you. This is real stuff. Yes. I love it.
They've really got themselves figured out on the Chinese horoscope.
Zodiac. It's fun.
It is fun. And it's
fun.
No one takes it for serious because it's on the menu, but hey. It's true.
Hey, man, they got lotto numbers in their cookies. You don't know. They could be helping you out, and we are not respecting the process.
Take these things seriously.
Opening that cookie and getting that ticket.
Our listeners can go to ChineseNewYear.net, and you can learn all about all those things and find out what animal you are and what element you are.
It's the year of the metal rat.
Oh, is it even the year of the metal rat? What is a metal rat? Let's see.
This is exciting stuff.
This is. Let's see. A metal rat.
Rock on, bitches. Metal rat.
Metal rat. Metal rats were born in 1960.
Yeah, see, we just finished the year of the earth pig. So, of course. Of course it wasn't perfect for me. I'm metal, damn it.
Yes, and I am. Neither of us are earthy. No. Yeah, so if you were born in 1960, this is your year. Year of the metal pig, or not metal rat. These rats tend to be reliable and live a stable life. They may hold some power and are able to turn unlucky events into fortune. That's why 2020 feels better. Because it's all...
something like that.
Happy, stable, yeah. Even though everybody's dying and getting the coronavirus, it's still happy and stable.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
There
in
is.
The year of the rat. Enjoy it, guys. The rat.
And then I guess the yeah, so I didn't know. I didn't know the order. I now know the order. So I didn't realize that. They go from rat to pig.
Well, that's who showed up at the party.
Right.
How come we weren't invited to the party?
And what happened at this party? I want to know. Ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake. Oh, what happened when the dragon showed up at the party? Snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog. I know a lot of dogs.
I don't know any dogs.
Really?
Oh, the alarm's behind me.
They're coming. Get us.
They're coming. Actually, they're getting closer. It's possible.
It is.
It is possible.
It is. Dragons are the most revered, and I'm trying to read about the story and the party. Everyone expected the powerful dragon to arrive early. However, he came after the rat, ox, tiger, and rabbit. When asked why he was so late, the dragon said that on the way, he saw a village suffering from drought. He had to stop and create rain for them.
Oh, bullshit.
He ate them.
The rain was their tears.
Yes.
As I consume you and your families, yes. I'm going to be late for this party.
Yes. The emperor was happy when he heard this sob story and gave him the fifth position.
So how come? What happened with the pig now? Why were we so late?
We're sleeping on the job, clearly. We were lazy. So the story, I did want to tell this story. I forgot. The pig was late because he overslept.
We're lazy.
Yes. Another story says that a wolf destroyed his house. Little pig. And he had to rebuild his home before he could set off. See, that makes more
sense
to me. That's
responsibility.
Yes. That's the kind of people we are. If we were going to a party and our house was destroyed, we'd be like, I've got to rebuild first.
Yeah, man, we are practical. See? More power to us.
When he arrived, he was the last one, and he could only take last place.
Whatever. Be that way.
Oh, we're associated with the earthly branch and the hours between 9 and 11 at night. This answers everything.
It kind of does.
That's why I can't get up in the morning.
But you do.
But I do.
You are defying your nature.
But I look like a tired pig because of it. Their chubby faces and big ears are signs of fortune.
I got to look in the mirror. Like, chubby face. Man.
No, we're fabulous. We're fabulous pigs. God damn it.
I'm going to throw glitter. Wrap my feather boa around me.
Glitter pigs.
We are fabulous. Yes. I do love this. I love this stuff. It's interesting.
Yes. Well, are you a horoscope person? Do you believe in these sort of things?
I enjoy reading about the Chinese stuff because I find myself nodding along I've got the app, so I'll get like a daily reading. And I'm like, oh, yes. Yes, that's me.
Seems to be better. They're all better when it's not just, you know, traditional Americanized horoscopes, right?
They are horrors.
Yes, horoscopes. Because those are very generic. But the rest of the stuff, you know, I'm good with it.
I think it's great. I mean, we're Leos, so we have more dynamic readings anyway.
True.
Because we're better than everybody else,
that's
right?
That's right. We're just peppering facts out there for people. We're pigs, we're Leos. It's all making sense to our audience.
Roar.
Well, I think that it's kind of humans created this, like, not to be too philosophical, because I know how we all love that. But I think we all, hundreds of years of believing this stuff, and it creates it. It makes it real.
I think it guides you, doesn't it? Subconsciously, it must. Oh, I'm going to have a good year.
Yes.
So once you subconsciously kind of make it, do you have a good year?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's all
starts. Or you see things in a different light.
Yeah. And that's something that all these you know, self-help people, they're always talking about, you know, you are what you believe you are, and talk about ingrained predestined crap. If you're a horoscope person, and I was, and thankfully I'm a Leo, so they told me I'm a Leo, and that's a good thing. But if you're, if you're told you're a Virgo, I mean, Jesus. I wouldn't have known what to do with myself. Well. Would have been an asshole. No. No offense to our Virgo listeners. We love you too.
Wow.
I have very well.
Thank
actually,
God I'm not a Virgo. I would have been an asshole. Yes.
I have still to this day very few Virgo friends. Naturally, I mean, I'm not pushing them away just because they're a Virgo.
I've never thought about what the heck. I got. What are the dates for Virgo?
See, this is why you need to celebrate better birthdays because, or birthdays better, because I realize that since I'm so in tune with that, I see like on my calendar, I have like this swath of July and June, but in September, because Virgo is September.
Yeah, one of my really great friends is a Virgo. Mm-hmm. See, look at that.
Yep. Yeah, August 23rd to the 22nd. It's after Leo. And I just, as a teenager, I like, these are the people that I got in fights with. These are the people that don't like me.
Well,
now it's fine, but they're still not, there's just, they're like, I'm sorry, they're Leo light.
Go ahead, just spill it all. Spill the tea.
They're Leo light. That's how I feel when I run into.
Leo light.
Especially like the early on, like the August 23rd throughout the beginning of September. It's just kind of this, eh. And they're just chill. And that's, for a Leo, you just can't be too chill.
You want to be us.
Yes.
You can't sit with us.
You can't sit with us. And yeah. It was worse for me because growing up, I knew mostly Virgos who are lesbians. And there's another, that's another layer.
Okay.
Right? But there's just this extra layer of culture between the gay male and the lesbian female that in that time this of is, our lives.
This is hardcore.
This is very hardcore.
Wow.
And I can't wait to hear who comes back to me and says they're a Virgo.
Well, who's going to admit that now? Because yeah, you just called everybody an asshole. Who's going to? Oh, yes, that's me, Dee. Yes.
If they know me, they should know that I still love them a lot. And that clearly that they're not the asshole. It's everybody else.
Amen.
No, I have a lot. You probably do too. I bet you have a lot more June, July people.
I have a selection of everybody, actually.
Really? That's, yeah. Well, you're such a good person.
I think it's because I'm not a good person. I'm involved in so many different things, different types of things. Yes. So you're just messing with everybody.
Yeah, it's like Geminis and Cancers, apparently. They seem to be most appealing to me for some reason.
How about Aquarius? You'd get along with an Aquarius, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Kind of, sort of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're fine.
I'm married to a Scorpio. And figure.
Scorpios and Leos are perfect.
Really?
Scorpico all day. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yep. I'm married to a Scorpio, too.
What's wrong with
us? Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Bonded forever.
Hang on. Yes.
This show just took a turn.
It really did. I do. I love Aquariuses. They're very nice. They're nice people. That's the thing. It's like those other, like the Geminis and the Cancers are extreme people. So I probably like that. And you remember that because they're extreme. But the rest of them, they're just kind of, they're very nice. They're water bearers, for God's sake, Aquarius. They're nice.
They're not assholes.
They're not assholes. Well, no offense to anyone, but I do think that Virgo could become closest to the asshole of the zodiac.
I think that's
and I say it with love. Take it. Take the love.
I learned so much again from Coffee House. Every week is a lesson.
Everyone does. And it's built on that, it builds consciousness when you believe you're something. And I was told I was a Leo. Thank goodness I was told I was a Leo. I don't know. But it does make me think that more of my personality was driven in that direction, though. Because I heard that description and I'm like, yep.
That's
yep,
me.
That is so me. Yep. I was like you, nodding my head. I'm like, uh-huh, that's right.
Uh-huh, that's me. Yep.
Absolutely.
And you become those Sesame Street Martians. Yep.
Because people are, I mean, we could totally see people are programmed, like genetically, like some people couldn't be a Leo, even if they wanted to. It's like trying to be a leader when you're not a leader or you know, going on stage to speak. Some people really just genetically can't do it.
That's deep.
Isn't that? I'm sorry.
I can't give this speech. I am not genetically programmed to do that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And I think that's true. I don't think that there's any, I don't want to say saving them because it's just who we are, but you know, it's, you can't, it's like any talent, like these goddamn people that go to art school and they've never done any art in their life and they think they're going to be turned into an artist. It's like, no, you're not. You're not an artist.
No, they become the teachers and the critics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. Bastards.
Oof. Oof.
Isn't that evil?
That's evil. It is. Yeah. If you're not growing up doing it, like, on your own, naturally, you should not take the course. Whatever that course is. That's my words of wisdom for today.
Do something else.
Who you want to be when you want to grow up, you know, when you want to grow up.
I don't want to grow up.
I don't want to grow up. I just saw that tweet somewhere about, it's been going around now. You are what you wanted to be when you were 5 years old. So what are you?
Oh, and people are sharing. I can't even remember.
I don't know. Yeah, I was stuck on, at five, I probably said I wanted to be Madonna. So that's possible.
You could be Madonna if you want.
I'm fine.
Isn't she a Leo?
She is a Leo. She's a Leo. She's probably a pig too.
I need to know.
I'm looking it up. Yeah, she's in the midsection Leos. She's August 16th. And as we all know, I'm August 10th. And there's a lot, like that week, that 10 to 19, awesome people. August 1st, a little crazy, but like in a good way.
I'm July. July 30th.
You're crazy.
Yes, bitches. Yes.
I'll look that up, but you should fill the air. We can't have dead air. On. We can't have dead air, Anne-Marie.
I know. I don't know what we're going to do with this information we find out, but maybe if we look up like the charts of our leaders, of our world leaders, we could figure shit out.
I want to be like totally in awe that she's a water pig, and then that'll make me feel even better about my life.
If that's all it takes, Dee, let's hope.
I'll cut straight to the pig and see. 58. No, she's not a pig.
She's not
a pig. Nope.
That's sad.
Come on, Google. She's a dog. She's a dog.
Really?
Huh. That is sad.
Well, that's not magical or exciting, is it?
No.
I don't know.
Let's see, dog, and then she's a earth. She's an earth dog. These dogs are stubborn and never give up. They aren't very connected with the world and society. True.
Oh, hey!
Those stubborn, they respect others' perspectives. They believe that as long as they work hard, they'll make it. Yeah, that's Madonna.
Wow.
Oh, well. Now we know, because we all wanted to know. I'm sure. But that's what I
would have been.
No, we have
to sit down and do everybody's chart now.
Exactly. That's what I would have been, yeah. If I got my 5-year-old wish, because I think after that, when I found out that people didn't like that I wanted to be Madonna, Well, as imagine, people weren't happy. You get those looks from the teachers, you know, because that was the thing, and especially in my generation, they ask that so much in elementary school. What do you want to be? And you know,
sure, for me too, yeah. Absolutely.
And a fabulous female performer was not really. That wasn't something they seemed to accept. So then I started to say I wanted to be a teacher, and they liked that. So that was my safe response.
Oh, how groundbreaking!
Yeah. Which I have become a teacher in many odd, bizarre ways, but I'm still Madonna. Bitch.
Did you ever embrace the Madonna fashion at any time in your life? Like the rubber bracelets and
the
fishnet?
You could say that in when I was about 17 or so with the fishnets, but that was more the goth phase.
Yeah.
But the rubber bracelets, absolutely.
I mean, I grew up right when it was like 1983 was like when MTV was exploding.
Yeah. Yeah, I was I was not the type that was dressing up in the 80s Madonna look. I was more the 90s erotica Madonna, which was...
You had a more interesting Madonna.
It was a little awkward for a child my age, but, you know, it still made it work.
Walk around with your, like, sex book with the metal cover.
Yes, the sex book. That was the one
I have
thing.
One somewhere. I have that book. It was like $100. Out.
Oh my God.
Oh, and am I cooler now in your eyes? Hey.
You are. Anybody who actually owns the sex book, especially if it's from that era.
It's somewhere. It did amazing. Fall apart, I recall, like many years ago. And I don't know where I gotta have it somewhere.
Oh my gosh. I think I told that story on Facebook that was the one thing I did not get, because of course that was clearly not appropriate. And years later, when I arrived in Las Vegas, I had met the now dearly departed Armand, another internet superstar, and he owned the sex book, and he brought it out, and we looked at it, and we were like both two gay kids again, scandalously like, flipping through the book, and like, oh, this is exactly how we react. Yes, it was so special, but he had it. Wonder where that went.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Damn.
Google and see how much is it now?
Because it's that was long a big deal. Gone. Yeah.
I got that at Barnes & Noble. It was behind the desk.
Yes, I remember. It was wrapped. It was a wrapped.
Yes, wrapped. Yes,
secret.
Yes. It was published in 1992.
Yeah.
1992 coffee book. Coffee table book. Coffee table book. So you would put that on your coffee table.
Not bad. They're only a couple $100 on eBay. That's sad. Should be much more.
I recall them being $100 for...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was expensive. And here's... one never opened on eBay is $275. My dreams could come true. I could own it.
Amazon has one that's used for $140. You should go for it.
I should.
No saying what's on those pages, but you can get one.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you definitely want to buy the never opened new ones. Yeah. The $100 extra is worth it.
It will be safer, and you will not get any viruses.
Anybody else's fluids.
Just saying. I do have a selection of photography books that are equally controversial. I've got a lot of Mapplethorpe and things like that. They're just kind of stashed away.
Love it.
Probably more controversial than the Madonna books.
Oh,
I'm surprised
that
got so much attention.
Yeah, it wasn't really, especially looking at it now, like when I, because I don't know if I ever really saw all of it as a kid or a teenager, but when I looked at it with my friend, it was not anything special. And of course, being through all that I've been through and all the people I know and all the coffee tables I've known, let alone books, I've known some. Some human coffee tables. So none of that in there was quite scandalous anymore. So I could do a much.
In 1992, much worse. It was.
Yeah.
Go figure.
God, the thing, if we did a book now, that would be amazing. Be a little.
What's the shock value today? Like, what pushes it?
See, that's the problem. It's like, and what would be tasteful art? Because what I think would shock people is gross and disgusting.
I think we can't publish anything.
No.
What do you do? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Goddamn internet ruined everything.
It did. It did.
Everybody's got all of that. It's on, and it's on in meme form, worse yet. So I don't have to look for it anymore. Everybody's
That's the new language.
Everyone knows everything. Everyone has got a podcast.
Everybody and their mother, including us. But hey, they got it.
But we started before them, okay?
We did. We really did, Dee. We really did.
This week especially, I tweeted about it, and I felt it was one of those asshole moments, because I'm sure some people were like, asshole, to me. So, as I said, 2020, the year everybody who didn't have a podcast now has a podcast.
Yeah.
And it's true. Everybody does. I've been just overwhelmed with the amount of random people that I didn't expect ever to do such a thing. Now I'm seeing like, oh, getting ready for the podcast. Or, oh, look my new microphone.
Yeah.
We're testing it out. I'm like, what are you?
Yeah.
What is going on there?
And we'll see who's got the longevity, folks. I think it's us. We kick ass.
It's us. We've already got the longevity. Even though you can't count, like we were talking about, can't count the coffee house yet, but you've been with me longer, for years.
We're practically married.
Practically. We're like gay queen married. It's great.
I like that.
I just created that word, that term. That's what I'm going to say for all of my close girlfriends. We're gay queen married. So step off.
Bitch. And everyone knows what that is. It's like, oh, yes.
Yes, of course. Those words like make no sense in our head, but we totally understand what that means.
It's like, oh, yes, I get the word. It's a very dynamic, sensational, fabulous thing going on over there. Yes. Yes.
It's true. With age and time, you simply get credentials and credits for just lasting, which I think is ridiculous.
For just waking up in the morning.
Like being able to say that I have been on the internet since 1999. People now, they're like, wow.
Yeah.
And broadcasting since 2007. Wow.
What's that about?
Yeah. It's like you're suddenly an authority, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
Is it ridiculous or is it fabulous? I mean, come on.
I'll take it.
Come on.
I'll take it. It's fabulous. Other thing I've seen this week is food blogs. Like people posting saying they're starting a food blog. Like
that I do like, because I'm just a foodie.
Are we a little past that?
So I'm like, I want to see what you're doing. I don't know.
If they could, I need the food blog of the future. I need them to not write 2 chapters before they tell me the recipe.
True.
This is out of hand with this.
True.
I love cooking this for my children, and it's such a quick meal. And all you need is this Instant Pot, and you can get the Instant Pot from Amazon. And here, click this link here. And telling me all about the texture of the rice and how you get there, and I just want the recipe.
I just want to see a picture. Is it pretty? Does it look good?
Does it look good? I'll take it.
Because I probably won't make it, because I'm lazy. Because that's what metal pigs are. But I want to make sure it looks good. You know?
That's right.
So I could give it that double tap on Insta, you know?
Yeah. And I'll like it, but, you know, I won't make it. But someone could make it for me, because that's a water pig.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got our hashtags for the year for Twitter.
Bunch of pigs.
Lounging around today, doing nothing. Hashtag metal pig.
We'll see. We'll see how good these people go. I mean, some people have a good podcast. Our friend Brett Gleason, we should just be transparent. He's got a podcast now. And we do love Brett and the things he does. So he was one of the ones that liked my post. So he was probably like, I know who you're talking about. But I wasn't actually.
But everyone's doing it. Yeah. I mean, I have a friend who does an Olympic one.
An Olympic one? Like for
she's an Olympics nut job. I love her. She's fantastic. And she's so enthusiastic about the upcoming Olympics and who's doing this and that. And it's actually fun listening to it because it's just different. Different stuff that you don't get anywhere else. And she's so excited.
That works when you're passionate about the topic. And it's something. I've got a friend who does a haunted podcast.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Yeah, as long as you're not, you know, the people that get on, the popular people, the ones that are on talking about nothing.
Yeah. Like us?
We are not. We have substance and class.
Yeah. And I am excited to come here and talk about crap every week. It's exciting.
We've got topics that no one else has got. Is anybody talking about being a pig? No.
Nope. And people listen to us. I love you all.
I love you all, too.
She screams from the window.
We love you all. You like us. You really like us. Go listen to last week's show, speaking of liking. Go on Spotify. Go on Juice Talk and For Culture.
We're all over the place.
Like pig shit.
Like. Exactly.
Sometimes the comparisons just come naturally. One cannot help themselves. So yes, follow us. Please follow us on Spotify because there's a whole new group of people coming online and they're going to have podcasts and we'd prefer you to listen to ours.
Yeah, we're nice people.
There's only so many hours in the day. And
you can tweet us and we'll talk back to you.
We will. Tweet us. We'll talk about anything you like. If you don't believe that by now, you haven't listened long enough.
That's true.
We'll talk about anything. Anything at all. Well, at least we've ended another wonder. Is January over yet? No, it is. Yes. So next week, will not, the next show will not be in January for the first time in like 500 years.
Well, how about that? Christmas is officially over.
Christmas is officially over. The tree is down. And February is starting, so we'll probably be talking about some candy next week.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
It's the end of January. No need to say Happy New Year anymore. Yeah. And now it's about your it's the Easter candy sneaking Easter into candy. The Valentine
bin
aisle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm ready.
It's that time of year when you can get yourself an entire gigantic heart of chocolates and eat it all.
Yeah.
If you're into that.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, nothing's wrong with that.
Just the caramels, which are the square ones.
Yes. Go for the square ones, people.
I could pick that shit out without the little map that they have.
God, we're such pigs.
And you announce it. This is a caramel. And you have to stand there and eat it in front of everyone and pull and say, aha, I was right.
I got the caramel. We know I hate the caramels, but more about that later.
You're so wrong.
We have to get out of here because these guys got to come in here and kill all these rats that are up in his coffee house.
Something like that.
Something like that. We love rats. We love pigs. We love Virgos.
And assholes. And we love assholes.
Listen to our show on Spotify. We love you until next week.
After that, we don't know.
We'll get back to you on that.
For more shows by the artist Ian Dan Marie, find Coffee House on Spotify or listen at juicetalk.com. That's juiced talk.com. This is For Culture Radio. ForCulture.com.